Target 17. Part 2.
What did you say her title was?
A.
She's the marketing director.
B.
She's worked here for 10 years.
C.
She's been talking about her book.
Part 3.
Sand this wall until it's smooth. Don't forget to sand all the way down to the end of the room.
Then it'll be ready for the first coat of paint. We're using semi-gloss, right?
Actually, we're using this other kind of paint. My father says he prefers flat. I'll help you mix the color.
Thanks. This is a lot of work. I sure hope your father likes his new house once we're finished with it.
Part 4.
Our flight attendants will be passing through the cabin now, passing out immigration forms. These forms must be completed by everyone before we land. Please present these forms with your passport at customs. We expect to land in about 20 minutes. Passengers travelling with small children and senior citizens may request help from an attendant if necessary. As you exit, pay attention to the signs directing you towards immigration control. Citizens of this country should follow the blue signs, while foreign visitors should follow the red ones.
Target 18. Part 2.
We need more towels in room 233. Whom should we call?
A.
The housekeeper will bring them to you.
B.
I'll call the plumber for you, sir.
C.
How about the restaurant manager?
Part 3.
I'd like you to put one in each room.
I'll have to run wires along the baseboard to do that.
No problem. I need one on each employee's desk. We're all responsible for answering the phone here.
Yes, I can imagine that phones are very important for a mail order business like this. Though I would guess that more and more of your customers are starting to order through your website.
Part 4.
Good morning, class. We are honored to have as our special guest today Ms. Eliza Thomas, director of the City Museum of Art, who will speak to us about the museum's modern art collection. Before I introduce her, let me remind you that your midterm exam will be next Monday and will cover all material we have studied so far this semester. After the exam, we will begin our series of student presentations. The first presenter will be Mary Little, who will present on the topic, History of Aboriginal Art. Remember, your presentation counts for 25% of your grade. If you don't remember the presentation date that you have been assigned, please see me after class. And now, Ms. Thomas.
Target 19, Part 2.
What should we do, son, while we wait for father?
A.
Judge, I am innocent.
B.
Let's browse in the store, Mum.
C.
I finished my homework.
Part 3.
Would you like more coffee, ma'am?
No, thank you. My son would like more water, and we'll take the check now.
Here you are. Please pay the cashier at the end of the counter.
Where? Oh, I see. By the door.
Part 4.
The library's representative is authorized to collect a fine for each day that a borrowed book is overdue. If a book is not returned, the borrower may lose his or her library privileges. Children are welcome to use the library, but must be accompanied by an adult. Parents are expected to make sure that their children follow the rules and behave appropriately. Children may be directed to leave the building if their behavior disturbs the other patrons. Meeting rooms are available on the ground floor and may be reserved for community meetings by town residents with proof of residency, such as a library card or driver's license. Residents of other areas must get special permission from the events director before reserving a meeting room.
Target 20, Part 2.
Where will you be waiting?
A.
On the corner.
B.
In the envelope.
C.
Under the cushion.
Part 3.
I left the letter on top of that big stack of books.
Do you mean those books on the shelf by the door?
No, that big stack that's on your desk next to the printer. I was sure you'd see it there.
Well, I didn't. Next time, just put it on top of my computer. That's the only way I'll see it. Things get lost on my desk with all those folders and boxes and books I have piled up.
Part 4.
I would like to take this opportunity to go over a few points about our office mail delivery system, as there has been some confusion and a number of complaints. First, we often receive mail that is important for everyone to see. This mail is routed to every office. When this occurs, please initial the routing next to your name to indicate that you have read the communication, and then pass it on to the next person on the routing list. Second, please make sure that you place all outgoing letters in the outbox, located next to each office door. Mailroom staff will pick it up by 4 o'clock every afternoon. Large packages can be placed on the floor underneath the box. Incoming mail is delivered by the mailroom staff every morning. Mail addressed to a specific individual is placed on that individual's desk. Mail without a specific addressee is delivered to the department head.
Target 21, Part 2.
This file is taking too long to download.
A.
Try doing it from my computer. It's faster.
B.
Ask Mark. He's stronger.
C.
I'll carry it down for you.
Part 3.
It's getting late, and I have an early appointment tomorrow. I need to go in about 10 minutes.
Your appointment is until 8:30. You can stay for another hour, can't you?
Let's compromise. I'll leave in half an hour.
Good. That will leave you plenty of time to get home and get to sleep early. You can get to your house from here in 45 minutes easily.
Part 4.
Snow has fallen every day now for the last week. If it keeps up, we will have accumulated over 60 inches in the last 2 months. This region has not seen this much snow in one season since the famous bad winter of 7 years ago. Over 70 inches of snow fell during that winter. We may not break that record this year, though, unless we get some spring snow. We have only 1 week of winter left. Spring officially begins a week from today, and let's hope it brings some milder weather.
Target 22, Part 2.
What are you doing with this report?
A.
I love watching sports on TV.
B.
I'm going to read it over the weekend.
C.
We're going to the movies.
Part 3.
Turn left here. I think the movie theater is just up this street.
I can't turn left. This is a one-way street. I knew we should have bought a map. Now we'll get there after the show has started.
We don't need a map. I can find the theater. Just make a left up ahead. We shouldn't have spent so much time in the restaurant.
What did you want me to do? Skip dinner? I was starving.
Part 4.
In the event of rain, the picnic will not be postponed. It will be held as scheduled, but will take place in the office cafeteria. If you plan to attend the picnic, please send an email to Shirley Smith in the personnel department. You must let her know before Friday, as the food order will be given to the caterers early Friday afternoon. A few people have expressed an interest in bringing a special dish from home to share. Again, please tell Shirley before Friday if you plan to do this.
Target 23, Part 2.
What happened to you last night?
A.
I had to work late.
B.
It was last Friday.
C.
About 8 p.m.
Part 3.
The shipment is still in customs.
If it isn't released by Friday, production will be delayed. That means we might have to redo our advertising plan.
We already have that meeting scheduled for Monday. We could start revising the advertising plan then, if it turns out to be necessary.
I'm afraid it will be. This isn't the first time our shipment has been delayed this way. In fact, it would be strange if it weren't delayed.
Part 4.
This past week, there have been floods in the Midwest, fires in the Northwest, earthquakes in the West, hurricanes in the Southeast, and a blizzard in the Northeast. Never have so many disasters happened at one time. Emergency personnel are busy all over the country aiding victims of the disasters, and emergency resources are being stretched to the limit. If another disaster strikes soon, there may not be enough personnel or resources to provide the necessary aid. The President plans to tour the northern areas of the country this week and the Midwest next week. He will address the nation on the state of the situation on Sunday.
Target 24, Part 2.
How are you today?
A.
Fine, thanks.
B.
My name is Bob.
C.
I'm by the window.
Part 3.
I'm starving. My stomach is growling.
Me too. I haven't eaten all day. Let's get something to eat.
I'd be happy to, but I'm afraid there's no place to eat around here. At least, I've never seen anything that looks good.
Relax. I'm sure there are plenty of places. In fact, there are a couple of cafes down the street that don't look too bad.
Part 4.
Our neighbors have requested that employees park their cars on the street or in designated parking areas. They are not pleased that some of you have been leaving your cars on their lawns. We are aware that many of you are frustrated with the shortage of parking spaces. We understand that the situation has gone from bad to worse, and we ask for your patience as we work on a solution to this problem. Plans are already underway to expand our parking lot, and we are pleased to be able to announce that we have just made an agreement with a contractor to do the work. We are paying top dollar, so they will hurry the project. And the new parking lot should be ready early next year. We are very happy about this and hope that you will be too. In the meantime, please refrain from parking on the neighbors' lawns.